Hey, it's Justin with the Just Win podcast. I just wanted to check in. I know it's actually been a couple of weeks since I've uploaded a recording, and the reason for that is in the last recording, we're really taking some time. We're actually literally we're traveling. We're out of town. We're in upstate New York, seeing some family and some great close friends that we've known over the years, and really taking some times as we're kind of in between our next steps with what the Lord has for us. And so we've really enjoyed having a lot of this family time and seeing a lot of people that we really haven't seen in years. And in that, being able to even share with our children that don't have the opportunity to be around a lot of these family members and really close friends in our lives, to just catch up and experience that. And it's really a wonderful thing. It really brings to my heart how importantly I feel like the Holy Spirit shows me the four F's of my life, the fundamental F's, if you will. And the first F is for faith. The second F is for family. The third F is for friendship. And the final F is for fellowship. That in faith, family, friendship, and fellowship, those four pillars are just very, very important. And he just puts on my heart that these are the four fundamental F's for me. And maybe even in the ministry that he's called for me to walk in. So we're really having a wonderful time here. I know in the last podcast I asked that you please pray for us, and we appreciate any and all prayers because we're really looking to see what our next steps are. We're stepping out in faith. I have some updates. We've actually really been blessed. We've put our house on the market, as I last stated. The house has gone under contract. And it's been just such a blessing. We basically, within 48 hours of listing the house, went under contract. And it was with that blessing that it went for a significant amount above what we were asking. So we're absolutely excited and blessed by that. For some of you that may not know, when we went to step out in faith a year ago and we purchased the RV that we felt like God was calling us to do in our first steps of faith, our house would not sell. And it's a beautiful house. It's new built. We just didn't understand why. And come to find out, it's awesome how you can reflect back when you trust in the Lord and you persevere. You don't get impatient in what it is that he's trying to show you or direct you toward. But long of the short is we had excellent renters for that year. An excellent relationship with a family that I pray that we're going to have for the rest of our lives. A lovely family that was able to move to the area, be blessed with using our house for the year, and has now found the house that's right for them. So just a lot of blessings all around in that. But in that, if we had sold over a year ago, we would not have been able to, I guess, gain the revenue that we are this year on the house. The other blessing in that is that we've been obedient and now we're looking to sell the travel trailer. Well, I have to say, actually, we sold the travel trailer. And it's actually unheard of to be able to sell a travel trailer, something like that, as you've probably all heard of with vehicles. You don't, you lose money on those. They're not an investment. But I'm happy to report that God is so good. We have been able to actually sell the travel trailer for more. You know, a little bit more than we actually even purchased it for. And that's how good the blessing is, and is because we were obviously able to, you know, use it for that year as well. So just incredible blessings that I wanted to share. And I'm just going to report a vision that I had. And Holy Spirit, I was just in a lot of prayer. I had a wonderful evening last night, just in some worship. As a lot of you know, I just love watching TBN, and a lot of the messages were based on the Holy Spirit and our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so after some wonderful worship, I just want to tell you about a vision that I had. And this vision was based on the law. The Holy Spirit was showing me how the law works versus grace. And the vision that he gave me was me as a person walking up to things that I don't have in my own nature, I can't accomplish on my own. And what I mean by that is an example of, let's say, patience, or an example of love. And what I mean by those examples is God-like love, okay? And what Holy Spirit was showing me was like these big, almost like a building, huge block letters of, let's say, the word love. like God wants. And I'm walking up to it, and it's just huge, enormous in front of me, and I can't get past it. I can try all I want in my own works, which would be the law, to climb it, to scale it, to accomplish it, to get over it in order to obtain, or I guess it's the vision is kind of showing to overcome it, to accomplish, I guess, okay? To mount on top of it would mean that it's a controlling position, therefore an accomplishment. And what I saw was, it was a real fun vision, because now that Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I pray he's yours as well, or I pray that in this relationship, if there's anything possible that I can do in any communications to answer any questions, to help you with accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is absolutely a part of our calling and ministry. So I'd love to do that. And you can message us at justwin.org. Sorry, I love to put that out there because I want that offer open to anybody at any time. But moving forward with this vision, it was kind of whimsical because we're up here in the summer, and some of our family members, a couple of them have gotten in-ground pools, and the kids have just loved using the pools. And what the vision was showing me is that Christ has already overcome these challenges that in our human nature we can't necessarily accomplish on our own. And again, just envision these big block letters of, let's say, love or patience or gentleness or kindness. And if you just get these huge block letters that are bigger than you, that you could never, you know, concrete block letters that you could never scale, you know, it'd be so much work for you to accomplish them. But then the vision shows me that with Jesus, there was a vision of a pool, and this beautiful, beautiful pool. Now those big block letters are submerged in this pool, in the water. And they're accomplished. Now, instead of being so huge and above you, they're actually inside of the most beautiful pool you can ever imagine and envision. And all you have to do, it's kind of whimsical, is climb the slide, a pool slide. There's this wonderful, just exciting slide. It's tall, folks. I mean, it's a big, grand slide. But all you want to do, yeah, there's a little bit of excitement in your belly. You know, some of us might be a little afraid of heights. There might be a little bit of fear, but it's a good fear. It's an accomplishment. And you climb this slide and you go down and you accept this whimsical, wonderful ride down this slide into this wonderful pool that's already overcome and accomplished. Whatever it may be in those block letters, it could be, again, gentleness, kindness, love, peace, faithfulness, joy, you know, any of the fruit of the Spirit, just as examples. But it could be anything in your life that you can't accomplish. Basically, in this vision, Jesus has already accomplished it. And I put in my, in caps, do not be afraid. Ride the slide that is Jesus. Jesus is that slide. He's already accomplished it, and he's the way. So I pray that speaks to some of you in a clear way. I hope that I'm able to articulate that so that you can envision that Jesus is the slide, and now those huge things that were challenged to overcome them, well, they're in the water. You know, Jesus's grace, his grace, he is the slide, the ability. Once you accept and receive him, you take that slide. Now, he's already overcome it. You come over to the other side. I even love that pool. That could be your baptism, you know, your water baptism. You know, that can also be the pool, the water of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's just so much here, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. I pray that this really speaks to the spirit of a lot of you. And if you want to message us at justwin.org, that would be great. I'm just going to kind of let you know that Wendy and I are spending some time together with the family, and we appreciate any of your prayers. You know, it's very, very important for us to stay in prayer and really hear what the Holy Spirit wants to lead us to do next. And so in that, I want to be obedient in sharing this, you know, this vision with all of you. And we'll be back to share what's happening in our lives. I pray that all of you are blessed. And please, We love you so much. Talk to you soon.